right, continuing the conversation now and keeping track of your money. Doing our best as we can here on the Steve Gruber Show. Be sure to follow us on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all of those places. And, of course, for a complete backlog podcast of everything we've done here for the past many years, go to stevegruber.com and away you go. All right. Daniel DiMartino, our next guest. Daniel DiMartino Booth, our next guest, CEO and Chief Strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC. She is the author of Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. Danielle, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great to be here.
First of all, most people don't understand the Fed. Most people understand it. They think it's part of the government. It's not. Give our listeners a 30-second overview of the Fed to begin with.
Well, the Fed's main responsibility is to ensure that inflation does not get to be so high such that it overheats the economy. So it tries to keep that under check. And its other role is financial stability, making sure that nothing calamitous happens in the financial markets of the world.
How did it become come to be a private entity and not something from the government?
Well, that's a myth. So the agency in Washington, D.C. is actually a full-blown government agency. Those are the leaders at the Federal Reserve Board. And then the 12 districts are private-public hybrid entities, mainly because there are banks who sit board and get paid a dividend before any other monies remit it back to the U.S. Treasury. So think of the districts that are scattered throughout the Federal Reserve Board of San Francisco, of Minneapolis, of Dallas, Atlanta. These are all quasi-public entities.
All right. So we hear about the one in Atlanta a lot. It's always more ambitious. Why is the Federal Reserve, in your estimation, then bad for America?
Well, I think that they have run west their erudition. It's not the Fed's job. Just to take one example, to comment on climate change and the certain things that that live properly in the political realm. So they have become much more overreaching. Mandate allows them to be. So I that would be a little bit more reined in. And they had truly the job of safeguarding the financial system for all Americans' part, or we would not have had very low or zero interest rate policy for as many years as we have that has really punished people who saved for a rainy day.
I see. So, you know, as you look at these different things, the Fed's been gobbling up a bunch of things in recent weeks, and they've brought the interest rate down. The economy in very good shape right now. Of course, the president was very critical of the Fed during his time in office, and they weren't helping him, but then they brought interest rates down. The economy seems to be in a good place. We're heading in the right direction, are we not?
Well, the Fed has certainly prolonged the length of the current economic recovery, and that built on the heel of President Trump kind of dismantling a lot of the overly onerous regulatory burden that was preventing private firms from really for business in this country. We were quickly becoming a nation in which, you know, there's so much red tape you couldn't conduct business. In addition to that, the Fed has eased rates recently, but here we go towards zero bound and financial markets being much more reliant upon the Federal Reserve and its money printing, which President Trump was very critical of prior to coming into office, than we were before. Now, you know, the stock market will not do so well. If there's any kind of a hiccup in the world economy, then the Fed has left very vulnerable because of this money printing that has artificially propped up stock prices.
Danielle DiMartino Booth here. She is the author of Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. You talk about flooding the market with easy money, creating the sluggish recovery that barely felt like a recovery at all. And you say maybe worst of all is when the next financial crisis comes, because one will come. I mean, we'll have, you know, flirtations with recessions and so forth. And you'll say the Fed will have no tools left in the toolbox because they've already depleted them by going so low on interest rates and else, correct?
Yes, that is certainly the concern. And because there's a tax also, fiscal authorities so very late in the cycle, and we're already running trillion-dollar deficits. In addition to the Fed having exhausted some of its tools, there is concern that the federal government has also exhausted some of its borrowing wherewithal, given the rapid rate at which the deficit is rising. So it's kind of it's the opposite of a win, let's put it that way.
As you look at the everyday, you know, at the markets and so forth, we're closing in on 30,000 at the Dow. The NASDAQ, I mean, I suppose it could break 10,000. It just broke 9,000 for the first time, could be on its way to 10,000. Everything looks very positive. If you're retired right now and you've got a, you know, something in the markets, pretty good days for you right now, aren't they?
They certainly have. Again, the stock market has been driven by the Federal Reserve and not by the economy. We have something, think of it as the manner in which two things run together, co-movement. And right now, the correlation between gross domestic product, being the real economy, and the stock market is 7%. This is an stock so completely disconnected from the real economy, which is why we've had so many punk earnings
seasons,
where companies aren't doing so well, and yet we still have stocks at all-time highs. Any little financial event, as in what's happening this thing, becomes extremely problematic for those who are nearing retirement.
And what do you mean by what's happening this morning?
Well, if they are as overvalued as they are, it does not take much to have what we're looking at for today's open, a down 450 day on the Dow Jones. Any little thing can upset the apple cart.
And yet Moody's Analytics and all of these other places that I look for, you know, guidance into the future, indicate that 2020, no recession in sight in 2020, and not for the first half of 2021 now, they say. So, clearly things can change that. A virus in China can change that if it goes wild. Conflict
you've
can change
exactly,
that.
You've got exactly the point.
Right. All right. Well, we'll find out more. Danielle DiMartino Booth is the CEO and Chief Strategist for Quill Intelligence, LLC, and the author of Fed Up, an Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Go ahead and tell folks where they can find it.
Sure. Just find it at quillintelligence.com. I've got a great little daily called The Daily Feather that's got a tremendous following. And if you're stuck with a bout of insomnia, follow me on Twitter at DiMartino Booth.
Well, there you go. If I need that, I'll do it. Danielle, great talking to you.
Thank you. Take care.
There you have it. The Daily Feather. All right, I'm writing that down for myself. And I want you to write this down. Follow Gruber on Facebook. Go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Follow me. We're in an effort here to drum up support. Meanwhile, if you want to lose weight and feel great again, it's time to do it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution to losing extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not the Gruber plan. It's your plan. But you can find out more at GruberHealth.com. If you've been hearing me say that for a while, we've got a gentleman that's going to join us on the program here someday soon. He's lost almost 100 pounds. So proud of him. Go to GruberHealth.com and save $100 off in January if you do that. $100 off in January. GruberHealth.com. It's My Pure Health Solutions. Back after this.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership.